Okay, so here we go. It is that time, of course, for the 419 Eater quiz and the Scambaiters quiz here live across the Blog Talk Radio Network. Now, we go to line one. It's area code 253. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Rhea. I'm calling from Washington State.
Oh, Rhea. Hello to you.
Hello to you.
Well, it's a pleasure to speak to you.
Oh, it's a pleasure to speak to you, too.
Well, thank you very much. Is it your first time today?
Just today, yeah.
Oh, congratulations. We're so pleased to have you here. If you weren't here, I'd be sitting here talking to myself.
I'm glad I could accommodate you then.
well then.
So, what is the deal? What do you want me to do?
What do you want? Well, it depends. Do you want to win a T-shirt? These are not just any T-shirts. These are exclusive 419 Eater T-shirts. You can't buy these in the shops. You'll be the envy of all your friends.
I can give them to all my friends. I'm excited.
No, you're,
yes. I
am sure excited
to win a T-shirt.
Okay, good. Are you a winner?
I'm always a winner, absolutely.
Okay, that's good. Well, let's hope so, because you're going to take your minute to win it in a minute. What do you know about scambaiting?
Absolutely zero.
Okay.
I mean, I know I checked out the website, and I didn't look at it very long.
All right, okay. Well, that's fine. I mean, the questions are set by a very, very difficult taskmaster, and he's quite strict on his questions. So I don't know, but we can try, can't we? You ready for your minute to win it?
Oh, sure. Go for it.
All right, let's go. First of all, first question. What is a Western Union? What is Western Union?
Western Union? It's a money order thing. I don't know.
People okay, that'll do.
They send money orders that way.
Okay, good. What is MoneyGram?
It's also the same kind of thing.
All right, good. Complete the title of this song. A pirate says... What does a pirate say?
What does a pirate say?
Yeah.
I've never met a pirate.
You've never met a pirate? Who's never met a pirate? What did he say?
Are you giving me a hint?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Is that what they say?
Yes.
American pirates don't say that.
Arr.
Yes. There you go.
And true or false, you must reply to a scammer twice a day to show them you are sincere.
I'm supposed to do who? Or
if what? If you were scambaiting.
If I was what? Doing who?
God. Oh, if you were scambaiting a scammer. Yes.
Oh, I didn't hear you say.
All right, okay. Well, I'll ask the question one more time. If you were scambaiting a scammer, is it true or false that you must reply to a scammer twice a day to show them that you are sincere?
I have no idea. I've never.
Well, it's a 50-50 chance, Ray. 50-50, yes or no?
I'm assuming that if you respond at all, you're pretty screwed.
So are you saying... But if you're scam baiting, it's different, isn't it? Because you know they're a scammer and you're just trying to waste their time, energy, money, and resource.
Well, can't I just put them listed as spam if they try to contact me?
You could, but then you wouldn't be wasting their time, energy, money, or resource. And then they would just have more time to waste their time on real victims, wouldn't they? So you would actually be doing a great task for society if you entered into scam baiting with them.
Hmm.
Do you see
my
point?
Okay. I'm following.
Oh, all right, good. Well, true or false? you must reply to a scammer twice a day to show them that you are sincere. True or false?
That's false.
That's false. Okay, good. All right. Well, wait there. You did very well. Wait there. And if you If you hold on the line, we go to the second caller, which is, of course, area code 334. You're on the air, and no, they're snoring, and they're asleep. I'm sorry.
You gave her so much time, I fell asleep. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, all right. Jameson, hello to you. Is this going to be your day?
It could be, but you know what? She's a new listener, and if I do win, I'm tempted to give it to her. I don't know. I'm looking at her photograph, and I don't. I have no control over what I say. So,
do you like the photograph?
It's decent, sure.
All right, hold on then. Are you ready for your minute to win it?
Yes. Wait. Are minutes in London different from America? Because her minute was very.
No,
long.
No, they're the same. They're the same. Don't you worry. 60 seconds. You ready?
There you go.
Okay. What is Western Union?
I consider the fastest way to send a money order.
What is MoneyGram?
I consider it the second fastest way to send a money order.
And complete the title of this song, A Pirate Says.
Arrgh.
Okay, good. Is it true or false? You must reply to a scammer twice a day to show them that you are sincere.
False, and for the most part.
Very good. At which hour does Dan's scam-baiting radio show start?
Oh, scam-baiting radio show? If that's this one, I think it's 12:30 Central Time, which would be 1:30 Eastern Time.
What, 12:30? When did we start on the half an hour?
Well, you know, you've changed it so many times. 1 p.m. 1 p.m. Eastern Time, yeah.
1 p.m., all right, that'll do. How many digits does a MoneyGram transfer number have?
Oh, that's 16.
And what does MTCN stand for?
Yeah, that's Mother Paul Charlie. Spell the letters one more time for me.
M.
As in mother.
Yes, M for mother. T for
Paul.
No, T. T.
T as in Tom. Money transfer control number.
Good. Right. Okay. Oh, we seem to. Where's she gone? Oh, we've lost Ray. Where's Ray gone? Ray's gone.
She's in the chat room.
All right. Okay. Oh, that's a shame. Because I must tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that Jameson, congratulations, you've won yourself a T-shirt.
At last.
Yes.
Oh, my word. Okay, wow. Well, listen, if we can get a promise from Ray that she will listen every Sunday that she's available, I want to donate a shirt to her.
There's your congratulations. Yes, Ray.